I'm Sophie Crow with an ATS podcast, responding to Days X and his podcast, People Look at Me Funny. Days X, you see things that others don't see. You're not just worried about how people look at you, but your awareness, your knowledge, separates you from the people around you. And that's a really hard place to be. You say that you believe that there's going to be some kind of huge catastrophe and it will lead to the end of the world or something close to it. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what you see and the things that you see that leave you feeling maybe alone and maybe isolated. What you see is real. The Earth is up for some serious geophysical change. We're talking earthquakes and volcanoes, and things are shifting around. They're moving. We're looking at climate change. That's real, and there's a very good possibility that we're moving into an ice age. That might happen soon, it might happen later, but it will happen. We're looking at a super flu. Could be bird flu, it could be any one of a number of microbes that are changing at a genetic level, and they're becoming diseases that we don't have an immunity to, and our technology, our science, is not keeping up with it. If any one of those three major catastrophes don't get us, then we have fresh water depletion. The American breadbasket is out of water. It draws water for irrigation and feeding cattle and other livestock from the Ogallala Aquifer. And that aquifer is now depleted. The water's gone. So yeah, this stuff is real. And you see these things. You see what's happening. You see the dangers. And the people around you don't. In that situation, you don't get to move forward. You're stuck in this place of having to justify your perceptions. Feeling like you need to maybe prove that you're right. And the truth is, you don't have to do that. You don't have to prove anything to anybody to deal with it. You can handle what you see and what you know without bringing the rest of the world along with you. You can find your own peace even when your friends, the people that surround you, don't even see the need to make peace. I think the real problem that we have in our part of the world and in our time is that we've somehow been conditioned to think that things are always supposed to be happy and good and nothing is supposed to change. It's only supposed to ever get better and better and better. We're collectively addicted to some pretty weird ideas about expansion and growth and a really dysfunctional idea of progress. Life isn't like that. Things don't get constantly better and bigger and keep growing. In biology, that's called gigantism, and it's accompanied by extinction. It's accompanied by death. And death is a really important idea. In our world, death is considered an ending. In many, if not most, other cultures, death is recognized as a part of life. And the idea is that death always involves rebirth. And that rebirth is spiritual, if it's not physical. My point is that it's just change. An earthquake that moves continents is just change. A volcano that triggers an ice age is only change. It's not an ending. It's a beginning of a new way. And even though it seems like a catastrophe, it is still a cause for celebration. There is always new life. Life does go on. It will go on. Life finds a way. And when it does, that's a celebration. We always have a reason to hope. Things are not going to work out the way we want them to. Things are not going to stay the way we like them. Not ever. What we need to learn to do is recognize that truth. The truth is, change is part of life. Life is change. Life is slow change, fast change. Life is evolution. And birth is a wondrous thing. So, Days X, don't stop there. You're on a good road. Don't be afraid that the more you see, the more it will frighten you, the more it will give you cause for despair. I think that if you keep going, you will come through the other side. You will see how truly wonderful life really is, even with huge catastrophic change.
You gotta get some information.